I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Other Desert Cities is a play by John Robin Bates, a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 2012, though its comedic aspects are also central. It explores the personal and political tensions in a family when one of its members publishes a memoir exposing painful family history. Other Desert Cities will be produced locally at the Very Little Theater in Eugene, directed by Claude Offenbacher. It opens on Friday, January 16th and runs through January 31st. Joining me in the KLCC studios are Associate Director Suzanne Shapiro and Central Cast Member Tracy Eileen Miller. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's great to be here.
Well, briefly set the scene for us, Suzanne, in terms of the family dynamics that are central here.
The parents, Polly and Lyman Wyeth, have worked in Hollywood, Polly as a writer for some movies, and Lyman as an actor, and they have become part of the old guard Republicans, having been friends with the Reagans and with the Bush seniors. However, their children, Brooke and Tripp, are liberal.
And Tracy, you are the central character of Brooke Wyeth, who is publishing this memoir that threatens to tear apart this family. What is it that motivates Brooke to make this family's private tragedy public?
Well, another character who never comes on is their older brother, Henry. And for Brooke, Henry was her best friend, and Henry committed suicide. And it's affected her entire life. This memoir was her way of really trying to come to some kind of understanding about what happened with her brother.
What aspects of the political dynamics of the time are relevant to our current time?
We are still involved in fighting in the Middle East, and this is part of what Henry, the older son, was really rebelling against. And the big fight in the family, he had a huge clash with his father before he committed suicide.
The play sets up something that I'm not necessarily sure exists in culture, but possibly does, which is this idea of this older generation and this younger generation and how they're clashing over their perspective of how people should be treated in the world. That harkens a lot to the 60s. And so it's the same kind of like the second wave of younger generation against older generation, older Republicans who are definitely for the war, and this younger generation, which is more liberal and has a different ethic and feeling in terms of how we should all exist in the world.
We all have lots of common issues that seem disparate on the surface but aren't really so disparate. How does that apply in this particular play? What family dynamic is there that the rest of us can take back into our families and learn from?
There is the dynamic between parent and child. There is that clash and that trying to understand each other.
What comes out for me as being Brooke, this idea that you don't really understand your parents and what they've done until you are older. And it provides a space for you to forgive once you truly become an adult and understand your parents in that adult way that you couldn't as a child.
And in this play, Brooke begins to stand a lot more on her own feet after having had her breakdown and takes her own position in spite of her mother's objections and her father's in a laid-back way, but her mother mostly.
Sometimes it's only really big events, as we all know in families, that bring out that aspect of you have something that you need to own and understand, and it's time to grow up. And I think that's what this play is about for Brooke.
These are all very intense issues. Where is the comedy within all of this?
I think it comes back to that no matter what, your family knows you more than anybody else. And because of it, that means there is the most comedy. They're the people, because you've grown up with them forever, that know how to make you laugh the most, more than anybody else, and make you return to who you are at your core more than anybody else out there in the world.
And what would you like the lasting impression of this play to be in the audience's minds?
I would love to have them go out feeling good for the humor and the family dynamics. I hope people will come away thinking about their own families and their own relationships.
Well, thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Eric, yeah, I appreciate it.
Suzanne Shapiro, Associate Director of the Pulitzer Prize-nominated play Other Desert Cities by John Robin Bates, and Tracy Eileen Miller, who serves as the play's central character, Brooke Wyeth, in the Very Little Theater's upcoming production of Other Desert Cities. It opens on Friday, January 16th, and runs through January 31st, with tickets available beginning Friday, January 9th. For more information, thevlt.com. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.